Hello, this is Dr. Paula Fellingham with How to Share Your Knowledge and Create a Wealth-Producing Information Empire. A good friend and mentor of mine, Lori Prokop, collaborated with me on this project. Many of the stories that you'll hear are hers. First of all, you must have a quality product. Having a quality product doesn't mean you have to have a perfect product. I've seen too many authors, experts, and speakers waiting until their products reach the standard of perfection. And guess what? They're still waiting. Let me share with you the difference between a perfect product and a quality product. First, humans aren't perfect, so a perfect product is impossible and not an option in this lifetime. And what is perfect anyway? Perfect for whom? For you? For me? For which one of your customers do you want it to be perfect? You see, perfection will have you chasing something that you can't put your hands around. There's no definite answer to what is perfect. Perfection is a time-consuming myth which will keep you from moving in the direction you need to build your information empire. So let's put things in a reasonable, manageable perspective. While perfection will always be ever-changing depending on the definition that you're using, quality is definable and our answer to perfection. But how do you define quality? By the results your buyers want to achieve and what they want to experience while they're achieving it. Here's an example. A while ago, I was listening to an audio tape program. The speaker was talking about a product that would cure alcoholism. How? The alcoholic would ingest some pills that would cause a violent reaction each time the alcoholic would smell or taste alcohol. Reactions included violent vomiting, diarrhea, and cramps. The theory was that after a few vomiting, diarrhea experiences, the alcoholic would decide the alcohol wasn't worth it. In my opinion, this product suffers in many categories, but let's specifically talk about quality. The speaker said the product was approved as safe and that it was made from the highest quality ingredients. The problem was the quality of the experience while using the product. What alcoholic in his or her right mind would choose to quit in this way? Here's another example. An author created an information product around a government program that allowed small businesses to become publicly traded companies with a fraction of the cost and effort required for larger corporations. Well, first glance of the information product would show you it was very well assembled. It was complete and of the highest quality. While the information product about the government program was of the highest quality, the government program left something to be desired. To prepare the initial paperwork to start the government process required 4 months. Not an elapsed time of 4 months, but 4 months of solid effort. Although it had been simplified, the government registration process was still too laborious. It was still too labor-intensive to appeal to most small business owners. In fact, during the first 18 months that the program ran in California, only 5 companies started the initial paperwork. Then only 2 of them actually completed the whole process of going public in this way. The author decided to put the information product on the market anyway. The results? Dismal. They sold only a few copies. Before you create a product, and this is the lesson, make sure it's what your buyers want. It's your buyers who define quality, and quality is more than quality ingredients, it's quality results. But what if you don't yet have a product or a service? What if you're just considering a product or service? Here's what I do. I pick up my phone and I call people who are potential customers and I ask them, if I was an all-powerful being who could provide you anything you desire in your career, your life, your relationship, your health, or whatever your subject, what would that be? Another question. If I had your product or service that was your price, what is everything you would want it to do for you? Then I listen, and I write the words exactly as they're being said. You may hear a number of answers you didn't expect. Some of them will be frivolous. Others may be too expensive or complicated to implement. But there will be a few gems that will be in the exact words of something people want to buy. For example, when I asked authors, speakers, and experts what they wanted, many of them said over and over, I want to achieve bestseller and celebrity status. I realized this was possible and a benefit I could use to describe my clients' goals. What if you don't have any clients in a new market? Then ask the people who know those potential clients, such as the executive director of a trade association. Ask the potential clients themselves.